You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Microsoft's overall data center strategy could lead to more questions in Racine County. Work has again paused at the Mount Pleasant site, where the plan was for a $3.3 billion data center project with three phases. Experts are saying the tech company may have overshot their estimate of data center needs, leading to the hesitation. The pause for now doesn't impact work on phase one, which remains on track for a 2026 opening. The recent news doesn't appear to impact the Kenosha County data center plan announced by Microsoft late last year. Park's remarkable basketball season came to a heartbreaking end Saturday, but they came back to town with a hero's welcome. It was a three-point overtime loss to Tosa West in the WIAA Division II Boys Basketball Championship. There were 13 lead changes and 7 ties in the basketball battle. You can see some images from the game at RacineCountyEye.com. A new way to engage with nature is coming to Kenosha County. The Pike River South Branch Restoration Project has been fully approved. It'll transform just over 200 acres of floodplain farmland into public parkland. About a mile and a half of the river will be returned to its natural path. County Executive Samantha Kirkman says the end result will be a, quote, ecological gem. Another benefit is the reduction of sediment runoff into Lake Michigan. It's a big project costing just over $12 million, and it's an effort a long time coming, first brought up in the 1980s. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Badgers women win the national title. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's hockey, Wisconsin with a 4-3 win over Ohio State, winning the national championship. The game in overtime when Wisconsin's Kirsten Sims shot the winning goal on ESPN.
Puck goes off a body, then corralled here by Murphy. Sweeping down the wall. Here comes Eden. Looking. Fired. Save it.
Sims' penalty shot near the end of regulation tied it up 3-3, her teammates urging her to volunteer.
I mean, it kind of was everybody on the bench. It's like, Sims, you're taking it. And I was like, you know what? Fine, I'll do it. But I was so nervous, but it worked out.
NBA, the Bucks in Phoenix tonight to take on the Suns. College hoops, Greg Gard and the Badgers back home after their season over, losing to BYU 91-89. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is a little breezy out there this morning, but the wind will gradually die down here later this afternoon. Our high today, 43. It will be mostly cloudy with sunshine after about 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers or even a few flurries at a high of 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
So, married 4 years now. No one cares. Shut up. Hold on. You guys don't care. No one cares. There's just so much pressure on relationships. You know when I knew it was going to be weird? Just by the reaction of your friends when you get engaged. Like, girls get really excited, and they should. They go tell their friends, like, a big deal. Like,
did you hear what happened? You got engaged. Ah, yeah! She got
it! A big circus breaks out. She got engaged. Bam, and I'm dun, 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 boom, 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 boom. The guy in stilts comes out, and I go. Then you tell your guy friends, like, you got engaged? It's like hearing someone died. Like, what happened, man? Wow. He was so young, man. What happened? He had his whole life ahead of him. Wow, I just saw him yesterday, man.
Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Can buy me. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
The Beatles with some good advice. Can't buy me love. It's 6:08. Local news, timeless. It's WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me. We got a nice day on tap today. Sunny, highs near 46. Clear tonight, lows around 30. Partly sunny with a high near 45 tomorrow. Cloudy, 33 degrees here at Radio Park. It's nice out. Kind of crisp on this nice spring morning, 33 degrees, or one degree above freezing. I got to see The Godfather yesterday on the big screen. They ran it at Marcus Theaters. And not a lot of people in the theater, but man, 3 hours of The Godfather on the big screen. It didn't get better than that. Riveting. You know, and we know all the dialogue. We know everything. I've seen it a million times. But to see it on the big screen was really great. I loved it. It's 6:09, local news. Timeless hits. Only here, WRJN, with Simon and Garfunkel. Here's Cecilia. Uncle Cecilia. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. You know what today is? Today's the first day of our new Text to Win contest. It's our break into spring Text to Win contest. Get started this morning. Listen for the keyword at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. Text it back through the Civic Media app and win daily prizes, including cash, getaways. We got everything for you. And the grand prize also. We'll tell you about that sometime, too. Download the Civic Media app at civicmedia.us. Play along as we break into spring on WRJN. I have the keyword right here. Right here. I got it right in front of me here. And I'll tell you what it is this morning, coming up at 7 a.m. So be listening. A little after 7, about a minute after 7. We'll get a couple of minutes right after the news at 7 o'clock. We'll have it. And we'll mention it throughout the hour, so you don't have to worry about that, all right? The keyword in our statewide Text to Win contest coming up this morning. I'm excited. I can't win, but I'm excited. I'll give you a hint. This morning, our prize is cash. Yeah. So download the Civic Media app right now. You'll be able to look for our station, WRJN. You click on it, and you can text us, and that's how you get involved and get to win. It's 612 at WRJN. A poll found the top three spring cleaning projects we've got planned. Washing the windows, cleaning the grill, and getting our yard in order, in that order. Yeah, like that's going to happen.
My baby does the hanky-panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
James the Shondells, Hanky Panky, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Did you know last Thursday was Alien Abduction Day? Who knew that? It is a real thing, by the way. A website pulled out a list of the states with the highest likelihood of an alien abduction. Now, to do it, they had to analyze data from the National UFO Reporting Center and other digital media reports. They didn't actually consult with any aliens directly, however. In the end, they found that California is the state with the highest likelihood of being abducted by aliens, with one UFO sighting for every 1,075 people. Don't worry, Wisconsin didn't make the top 10. However, and also didn't make the bottom 10. So I guess we're in the middle somewhere. My advice to you, Watch the Skies.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Variety reports that Paul Thomas Anderson's new film will be out soon. The director hasn't had a new release since 2021's Licorice Pizza. A teaser trailer just dropped for the film One Battle After Another, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, Regina Hall, and Benicio del Toro. The film tells the story of a group of ex-revolutionaries who rescue one of their colleagues' daughters. One Battle After Another is expected in theaters in September of this year. Remember when politicians used to actually step down after scandals? There was Illinois Congressman Dan Rostenkowski. Horribly divisive postage stamp scandal that led to his exit from politics, and of course Al Franken, who stepped down years ago after a controversial photo. I'm sure there were others too. Rostenkowski is a terrible actor, but luckily Al Franken still has chops. He is headed back to the Senate, this time in a fictitious role on the show Residence, a mystery that dropped on Netflix last week. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Between something borrowed, something blue, and something catastrophically wrong, the wedding must go on in Always a Bridesmaid, opening this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. Four friends made a promise to be in each other's weddings no matter what. With everything from runaway brides to fist fights and ugly bridesmaids' dresses, the perfect wedding seems to elude these loyal ladies. Hop on this merry-go-round for a laugh-out-loud tumble down the aisle. Tickets and more info at racinetheatre.org.
Judge Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a pre-Civil War law to ban abortion. And he sued to overturn the health care law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We acknowledge the courageous efforts of Dickie Chappelle. She defied expectations to become the first female war correspondent, reporting from the front lines of World War II and the Korean conflict. Editors at Life Magazine and National Geographic called the Milwaukee area woman one of the most respected reporters of her time. Chappelle was 40 years old when she took up parachuting. She then made history by becoming the first woman to be approved by the Pentagon to jump into combat with American troops. Sadly, while on assignment in Vietnam in 1965, she was killed by a landmine. She was the first correspondent, male or female, to die in action. Her fearless pursuit of truth in the face of danger remains an inspiration to us all. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Brittany Merlau.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Mama told me let's go. Mama told me let's go. from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, I'll scare me half to death. Open up the window, sucker, let me catch my breath.
Papa told me not to come.
There you go, Mama Told Me Not to Come, Three Dog Night, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, home of your, there you go, last note, statewide text to win contest, kicking off at 7 o'clock this morning, cash and prizes, you can win them all for the next 2 weeks, all right here at WRJN. Just download the Civic Media app, do it now so you're ready. You'll scroll down to look for WRJN, you can text us right there. When I tell you to, you're going to text that keyword, and I'll have that for you a little after 7 o'clock, throughout the 7 o'clock hour this morning. Here at WRJN, our statewide text to win contest is back. Right now, I've got an odd but true. This is really odd. According to the law in Switzerland, you're not allowed to force domestic poultry to wear glasses or contact lenses. Yeah, but what do they use for driving then, huh? From the movie Blue Hawaii, here's Elvis Presley. Can't help falling in love at WRJN.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I
There you go. Can't Help Falling in Love from Blue Hawaii, Elvis Presley. You know, in that movie, Angela Lansbury played his mother. In a reality, she's only a couple of years older than Elvis when they made the film. But she looked older, so she played his mom. It's 627 local news. Time to hit to WRJN. Gallup just released the results of its annual study on how happy people are with their lives around the world. Coming in first out of 147 countries, the folks in Finland. By the way, the U.S. came in 24th, dead last, Afghanistan. So I guess just be happy you don't live in Afghanistan, right? 628, human beings, nobody but me, right here at WRJN, right?
No, no.
Nobody but me, human beings, local news, tablet hits, WRJN. This is kind of a sweet story. A kayaker in Sweden is going viral thanks to an otter that absolutely loves him. Her name is Leia. He found her as a baby a year and a half ago and realized her mother was gone. He nursed her back to health and released her, so she's fine on her own now. But whenever he shows up in his kayak, she gets excited, jumps right on his lap like a little dog. Isn't that a sweet story? I love that story. What a way to wake up this morning, huh? It's 6:30. It's news time at WRJN. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In a nail-biting basketball championship game, Racine Park narrowly missed out on the state title. The Panthers lost in overtime Saturday 60-57 to Wauwatosa West. The Panthers did hold 7-point leads at times in the first half, but came up short after an overtime period. You can see some images from the game at RacineCountyEye.com. Plans to speed up rail service in Racine, Kenosha, and the area were chugging along, but Governor Evers says he sees a possible derailment. The holdup of federal funds could cause a delay on Milwaukee's Muskego Freight Rail Yard project. The $73 million federally funded project includes a new double-track main line. That's meant to reduce freight congestion at the Milwaukee Intermodal Station. And that's supposed to help improve passenger rail service and rehab aging infrastructure. Governor Evers is urging Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy to address the federal funding uncertainties that could impact that project and others. At stake are EV charging stations. Evers says delays will cause costs to spike. Congressman Brian Stile is set to host a telephone town hall today, marking his third such event this year. Earlier in the year, Stile held 4 in-person listening sessions in Janesville, Beloit, Racine, and Kenosha. The recent calls has upset some constituents. The Racine County Eye has comments from some saying the phone calls need to be in-person events. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
You know, here in Wisconsin, we spend an amazing amount of time talking about weather. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. And rightfully so, Eric Snodgrass is the principal atmospheric scientist for Conduit. He pays attention to weather not just in the Midwest, but around the world. And he said, Wisconsin, forecasting here is a little bit tricky.
But where we are here in Wisconsin, it's interesting. You'd actually see differences in the forecasting accuracy as you go way up north. There's a big elevation change. You get into the north woods of Wisconsin. The radar is not good coverage up there. It's difficult to predict. And also down in the southwestern side where we have all the rolling hills, like the Dells area, the elevation actually presents an interesting challenge to forecasting. So Madison, oh, this is great. I can forecast here. But there are a couple spots in the state that are challenging.
Eric Snodgrass, he is the principal atmospheric scientist for Conduit. He says these erratic weather patterns that we're living with right now, just what the doctor ordered for relatively normal growing conditions coming up later this year. And where does he look in the world for future indications of weather patterns? He said this summer he'll be watching weather patterns over the Gulf of Alaska.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 63 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
Are you being offered a complete seed treatment package? If your seed treatment doesn't help against soybean diseases like white mold, sudden death syndrome, and rhizoctonia, then it's not complete. Heads Up Seed Treatment offers protection against all of these diseases through its unique mode of action, systemic acquired resistance. Get the best defense against the unpredictability of each season by completing your seed treatment package with Heads Up. Visit headsupst.com to learn more.
And the state-funded Dairy Innovation Hub has announced they've hired four new professors that will serve at UW-Madison and UW-River Falls. They've got staff members now joining the Department of Animal and Dairy Science, the Department of Soil and Environmental Sciences, and the Department of Plant and Agroecosystem Sciences in Madison, and another staff position in the Department of Agricultural Economics at UW-River Falls. We've got biography information on each of those professors up now at MidwestFarmReport.com. And don't forget, now is the time to join as a rainfall reporter in the home stretch now, WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org, where you can get signed up. I'm Pam Yonke.
It is a little breezy out there this morning, but the wind will gradually die down here later this afternoon. Our high today, 43. It will be mostly cloudy with sunshine after about 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers or even a few flurries at a high of 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
I'm beginning to notice some advantages to putting on a few extra years. The first one is you never have to carry anything heavy ever again. If you got a big suitcase or something like that, you know, you just kind of go like this a little bit. You say, yeah, could you help me with this? And yeah, hey, how far are you going? Indianapolis. He wants to help put him to work. Take advantage of people. Another nice thing about getting old is you can leave any social event early just by saying you're tired. Works great with family members. Just turn to the person next to you and say, geez, I'm getting tired, you know? Oh, you're tired? Come on, Grandpa's tired. Grandpa's going to bed. Someone else says, but it's 7:30 in the morning. But the best thing about getting old is you're not responsible for remembering things anymore. Even important things. But it was your daughter's funeral. I forgot. You can even make believe you have Alzheimer's disease. That's a lot of fun. You look around the dining room table and you say, who are you people and where is my horse? Then you stare at your eldest son and say, Agnes, I haven't seen you since First Communion. They don't know how to handle it. Takes them a week to get over that. And they start listening to you a lot more carefully from then on. So don't be afraid to get old. It's a great time of life. You get to take advantage of people, and you're not responsible for anything.
Smokey Robinson of the Miracles, Tracks of My Tears. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. 640 on a, what is today, Monday morning. Wow, March 24th already. All right, here I got a few life hacks for you. People swear by. If you want to have a short wait time at the DMV, just show up just before it closes. Everything moves fast because workers want to go home and get you through there. Open bags. This one I love, by the way. Open your bag of chips from the bottom to where all the seasoning rests. And when you flip the bag, it sprinkles down over the chips. I love that. I never thought of that before. But yeah, all the stuff is laying at the bottom of the bag. That's a great hack. Write down every good idea you have. Don't depend on your memory. Haven't had too many good ideas lately. Microwave everything. And I did this yesterday. Microwave everything twice as long with half the heat. Like 2 minutes at 5 instead of 1 minute at full power. Cooks more evenly. I tried that yesterday and it worked. And a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Actually, a spoonful of sugar helps the hiccups go down. People claim a packet of two of sugar stops them immediately. See all these life hacks? See what you learn here when you get here in the morning? It's 641. We're looking for a mostly sunny day today with a high near 46. Clear tonight, lows around 30. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 45. Cloudy, 33 degrees at Radio Park. And don't forget, coming up at 7 o'clock, it's our statewide text to win contest, day one. And we're giving away cash. Download the Civic Media app right now and get ready. Once you do that, and I'm going to give you a keyword right after 7 o'clock. When I give you the keyword, you're going to text it to us. You go to the Civic Media app, you look down the list, and you'll see WRJN. Click on it, and you'll have a text area there. And just text us the keyword for your chance to win the cash today. Every day, Monday through Friday, for the next 2 weeks. And you can play the game at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. Now that I said that, let me check the times here.
make sure I got them right. Let's see here. I just said that. It's time. Yeah. 7-11-1-4. Okay. The statewide text to win contest coming up right after 7 o'clock right here at WRJN.
You broke my heart because I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Love me. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Looking for a sunny day today. Not now, but later today. Becoming mostly sunny with a high near 46. Clear tonight, lows 30. Partly sunny with a high near 45 degrees tomorrow. Right now it's cloudy, 33 degrees right here at Radio Park. It's 6:46. It's a Monday morning, March 24th. And don't forget our statewide text to win contest kicks in this morning in about 15 minutes from now. We'll give you that keyword. So keep listening, all right? 76% of homeowners say they feel pressure to maintain curb appeal of their home to keep up with their neighbors. The problem is the other 24% who don't feel the need to keep up the curb appeal with their neighbors.
Hospice Alliance's care team includes trained volunteers who share their time and talent to help carry out our mission of providing quality and compassionate care. Our volunteers offer support from companionship and respite time to running errands and office work and so much more. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about assisting in Hospice Alliance's mission. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A record number of visitors toured America's national parks and monuments last year, including sites here in Wisconsin. More than 331 million people flocked to national parks in 2024. Here in Wisconsin, Apostle Islands and the St. Croix Scenic National Riverway both saw boosts in visitors. It's unclear, though, what the summer travel season will hold this year after the Trump administration fired 1,000 national parks employees across the country on Valentine's Day. Time to say happy birthday to our state parks. This year, Wisconsin's state park system turns 125. Our oldest park is Interstate Park, located along the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, established back in 1900. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guess who? These eyes. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN 652. It is a Monday morning. We're looking for sunshine today with a high near 46. That's not too bad. Clear tonight. Lows around 30. Partly sunny with a high near 45 tomorrow. Cloudy 33 degrees right now here at Radio Park. Don't forget, a little bit after 7 o'clock this morning, it's our statewide text to win contest. It is back. It's our spring, break in the spring text to win contest gets underway a little after 7 o'clock this morning. Listen for the keyword, but in the meantime, download the Civic Media app. Real simple to do. Takes about a few seconds. And download the app, look for WRJN, and get ready to text the keyword I'm going to give you a little after 7 o'clock right here at WRJN. In the meantime, I want you to think, if you're paying a lot for eggs, think about this. A perfectly round, one in a billion egg sold at auction for over $500, which sounds like a bargain these days. A perfectly round egg. It's a one in a billion egg. Who's going to pay? What are you, make an omelet with that thing? What are you going to do with it for $500? 6:53, local news, timeless hits. I've got Diana Ross and the Supremes. And the Supremes, Baby Love, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Here's job dedication for you. There's a video online of an Amazon delivery driver showing up at a residence where there was an active police standoff. A SWAT member stopped him, so the guy gave the SWAT guy the package and took a photo of him to confirm the delivery of the package. And during this whole SWAT thing, the guy, SWAT cop, just dropped the package off at the doorstep, and the delivery driver took a photo, and everything was good. He delivered the package. That's all he's got to do. 6:56 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. And coming up, it's our statewide text to win contest.
Don't
OJ's local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. It's 6:59. Do you know the very first product ever to have a UPC symbol code on it, the barcode? What was that first product? You know, Yvette? What was the first product? Come on, think about it. Nope, you're wrong. It was Juicy Fruit Gum.
Oh.
And that package of Juicy Fruit Gum back from 1974 when they scanned it is now in the Smithsonian. You can see the original pack with the very first barcode on it. They saved it. I'm surprised they didn't eat the gum, chew the gum. You think they would have done that? All right, 7 o'clock on the noggin. Exactly. Let's check news.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A plane full of nearly 200 Venezuelan migrants has arrived home from the U.S. It was the first flight since an agreement between the United States and Venezuela Saturday. Still at issue, migrant flights from the U.S. to El Salvador. CBS's Derek Waller.
The Trump administration is back in court today, this time for oral arguments in its appeal of federal judge James Boasberg's decision to temporarily block the use of the 1798 Alien Enemies Act in their push to quickly deport alleged Venezuelan gang members without due process.
Negotiators from the U.S. and Russia are meeting in Saudi Arabia right now on a partial ceasefire in Ukraine. Ukrainian lawmaker Alexandra